Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 5. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen carefully to my wise counsel. Then you will show discernment, and your lips will express what you've learned. For the lips of an immoral woman are as sweet as honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end she is as bitter as poison, as dangerous as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lead straight to the grave. For she cares nothing about the path to life. She staggers down a crooked trail and doesn't realize it. So now, my sons, listen to me. Never stray from what I am about to say. Stay away from her. Don't go near the door of her house. If you do, you will lose your honor and will lose to merciless people all you have achieved. Strangers will consume your wealth, and someone else will enjoy the fruit of your labor. In the end you will groan in anguish when disease consumes your body. You will say, "How I hated discipline! If only I had not ignored all the warnings! Oh, why didn't I listen to my teachers? Why didn't I pay attention to my instructors? I have come to the brink of utter ruin, and now I must face public disgrace." Drink water from your own well. Share your love only with your wife. Why spill the water of your springs in the streets, having sex with just anyone? You should reserve it for yourselves. Never share it with strangers. Let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you. Rejoice in the wife of your youth. She is a loving deer, a graceful doe. Let her breast satisfy you always. May you always be captivated by her love. Why be captivated, my son, by an immoral woman, or fondle the breasts of a promiscuous woman? For the Lord sees clearly what a man does, examining every path he takes. An evil man is held captive by his own sins. They are ropes that catch and hold him. He will die for lack of self-control. He will be lost because of his great foolishness. Once again, that was Proverbs chapter 5 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. The last verse summarizes the entire chapter. We need discipline. A wise life is full of self-discipline. The chapter is mainly focused on the lure of sexual temptation, as real in Solomon's day as it is in ours. Sex is good, a gift from God to bond together a husband and wife. Sex, like many of God's good gifts, has been twisted by humans, filling it with shame and selfishness. Sexual sin will ruin life. No matter how much our world tells us that sex outside of marriage is right, the truth just doesn't line up. Sex is powerful and enticing, which is why the Bible tells us to guard our hearts and to flee from sexual sin. Don't tiptoe on the line of temptation, stay away. Sexual sin leads to shame, fear, and emptiness. Following God's plan for sex leads to joy, fulfillment, and security. To live this wisdom in our day takes tremendous strength, courage, and resolve. It helps to be surrounded by a godly group of friends who can keep you focused on the Lord and the most important things in life. The world has changed a lot since these words were written, but human nature has not. God's plan for sex is the best way. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Who are some people who can support you as you follow God's plan for sexual purity? If you have fallen away from God's plan for sex, are you willing to accept God's help and get back on track? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.